So we're holding over here in Vav we saw last time, and now we're holding in Zion. Yeah? Okay, so Zion is he's going to explain words of the Mishnah. It's a Hakdama. I mean, it was written not as a Hakdama for general Emunah. It was written as a Hakdama for the Mishnah. So he's obviously going through a lot of steps of what the Mishnah talks about. Umilas apikoros imilas aramis. This is the word apikoros is Aramaic. V'inyana hakolos haroish vazulzel b'teira ubesayvsi teira. In other words, the sheirish of the word is not somebody who doesn't believe, but somebody who is mezalzel mekel in teira or loim de teira. This kind of, very interestingly, it certainly fits the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah the pshat seems that way. It's sort of unusual in terms of, we don't use it that way today, but today we use it as an epicurus. Epicurus means more the person's mazals and the chshivas and the erech of Torah and loim de Torah. Lafika comes Hashem lemishal yamamin besaydes atar mishas al b'chachamim or beizet hamichachom shiye oy berabbi. So that's why it's an automatic result if somebody doesn't think or feel that divrei Torah are important. That he said it's Vemuna, and he thinks that Torah is something which is its shmokar is not divine. So Bemele he doesn't keep it, but the shirish of it is the zulzel and the chshivas of Torah or lemdeh. Next, Sfarim Chitzonim. It says the Mishnah says that if you read Sifrei Chitzonim, you don't have chelkom haba. Amru, Sifri Minin, the Sfarim Vapikarsim, Vechain Sifri Ben Sira, Vehu Hoyo Ish Shechibes Sfarim, Behazoyois, Meinyone Hakoras upon him. It's somebody who he made a safer of all sorts of, I guess it would be like reading faces and things like that. Ein Chachma Emblei Te'elas, Al Iber Azamet Varim Betalim. It's something which has no chachma no telus, just wasting time with empty stuff. Like some of the histories that told some lochem v'yichus aravim v'sifre ashirim, okiyetzem and asfarim shein chachmem lo telus gufnis el iber azam elvad. So Sfarim Chitzayin the Rambam learns very clearly, very different than we intend to learn it, and it's fascinating because it has to fit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you read Sfarim Chitzonim, you don't have chelkom haba. So if you learn that means Sifrei Epikarsim, then okay, we understand that's something that's moishach you to it's moishach you to kfir and so on. But the Rambam says things that are empty and a waste, you also don't have chelkom haba. I would assume that it's something which is not—it's not in its own right that you don't have a chelkom haba, because it's hard to say that for wasting time. And what happens if you waste time not with a book, you waste time watching a ball game? It's probably much more an inyan of it's a type of activity that will rob you eventually of your chelkom haba, because you basically get to do a life that's empty. It's a mahalach, I would say, that is conducive to losing chelkom haba. That makes a lot more sense that it's rather than just saying that for that avera itself. So the what? Right, so I guess Ben Sira has in yonim in it that are chachma, and if you look at the Gemara, the truth is, if you look at the Rambam's what's the right word for it? At the Gemara, the way it says, the Rambam's pshat is definitely the pshat that seems to stand out. The Rambam's pshat is that it's something that is. The Gemara says that the reason is because there's all sorts of narishkeit in it. It's something that stims a lot better with the Rambam than any other pshat. According to any other pshat, it is shver why in the world. What does the Gemara mean over there? That the Ben Sira is not good because there's also, he said, stupidities. So the Gemara seems to say within Ben Sira there's Divrei Chachma. For most people, the Gemara says over there, Is mila de malius of the isbe dashin lahu, good things that are in Ben Sira, smart things, we dashin from it. And other stuff, we don't dashen from it. Omer Beisav, Mila Malius the Ispe Dashin Elohu, Isha Toiva Matana Toiva, and so on, and things that are not good, we don't dashen. So I guess it's the Kalal, most of it is Narishkeit, and the other stuff is worth. I mean, the Gemara dashen those psukim. Reb Zera says, Maidach Sukkim Ani Roim El Bala Talmud, and so on and so forth. The Gemara is Mesiachistit, so I guess it's because, by and large, there's a lot of emptiness and so on. V'aloichish ala maka, u'bilvad berikika, l'fishish bazil z'Hashem, v'aygesher m'aseysef, sheyege yudke vavke, asher husham v'fayrish. So all of these in Yonim are things that undermine the seriousness of Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Anything in the big picture, I guess if you were to take these three in Yanim and ask yourself what is the Tzad HaShava, anything which causes a lack of seriousness about things that are very serious, whether it's cloyliness of life, you know, the person spends his time doing empty things, nothing, prism zals in Torah, Lemdeh, or in the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to add another knage. I don't know if this is a direct shot, but I think it definitely has. It echoes well with what the Mishnah is talking about, the way the Rambam learns. The difference for us between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is Olam Haba is Nitzchi. It's a Dover that's Kayom. It's a Dover that's Kayom La'ad. And it's a mitzius muchletes. That's how we understand Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is Olam Cholef, Olam Holech, has no erech, has no value, today it's here, tomorrow it's gone, and so on. So the klolius of our hisyachsus to this world is zilzel. In other words, it doesn't have a real erech to it. Moshom Adov Adoymer. If somebody wears, in certain work areas, you put on a one-time gown, plastic or paper, like if you're doing medical stuff, if you're doing work in a factory that food and so on. Nobody stands and is metapel with those one-time garments in any way. You put it on and you throw it off, and that's the end of it. You don't take it and wash it and clean it and hold it and fold it and measure it, this and that. It there's no erech to it. It's there, used and gone. That is appropriate for Olam Hazeh d'kinyanim, but if we take serious things and we treat it with that same zilzel, then the lack of kavod implies it's not of any inherent worth. You know, it's a patch and it's and done and gone. So Olam Haba is the Olam Emes. It's the place where things are the way they are, and they have a mitzius kayemis and nitzchis. And any zilzel in it is treating it not like that. The other places we have a malm chavero, hakor chaver bekinuyu miskabe the koin chavero. So how do you understand those? So these three have a sort of a common denominator vis-a-vis serious hisyachsa kodesh baruch hu. So he says, Because we have these three things. Lefi shaloi tovei pu'ula me'ela pu'ulois, va'ava pishen kalis me'ashev sachoyshev, el minefesh gruosh le'hushma ben'ruichai ma'hapa. All of those in Yanim are the products of a bad person. So it's very interesting. Those are not averis that lead you, that the einish is not gerom haba, but rather the descriptions of people. A person who is mean to other people and his yachsus to other people is very mezalzel, whether by being mal bnei chaver or kerech v'kinui or mezkav bnei chaver. That is something which makes the person it's a siman that this person is not a ben olam haba. The fish that tovu pul meila pulois for afal bishin kalis fi mashav shachoyshiv, and nefesh grua shlei hushlam of enuach olam haba. I want to add a point that comes out from the Rambams and from other Rambams also as well. We tend to think of olam haba as a place where Kadosh Baruch Hu gives reward and punishment. This world is kind of limited. There isn't too much punishment you can put into this world. In Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out the Tov, the Schar, and the Einish as befits. And the Mitzvahs and Averis are sort of little chits that you trade in for the Schar and so on. The Rambam's picture is much different. Olam Haba is a place that has in itself inhabitants, people that belong to Olam Haba. You're a Ben Olam Haba. It's similar to saying a Ben Kfar or Ben Ir. A Ben Kfar, Ben Ir is not usually used to describe a person's address or zip code. It's the address that you ought to have. It's the type of person you are, a peasant or a cosmopolitan. And Ben Olam Haba is somebody who is of Olam Haba. That's his metzias. And any type of nefesh, a nefesh that's naturally mean, a nefesh that doesn't have a haracha, a serious haracha for things that are nitzchias, is not a Ben Olam Haba. Okay. Now Ches, he starts. He lists the Yud Gimel Midas, the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Now, the Rambam didn't list, it didn't actually say that the Mishnah is talking about it as such. It's just that in the word Apikiris, he said someone who doesn't believe in Seder Satera, b'meil is an Apikiris to the rest of the Torah. It's not so much because the etzim disbelief in these inyanim makes you a Russia as such, you know, chalim haba, but rather because these things are things that b'meila you cannot have respect for the Torah if you don't believe it in any way in a fundamental way that it's emes and so on and so forth. It's one of the things, by the way. You have today a lot of what they call orthoprax, which means people that they makpid on halacha kefi what they feel is right, but they don't, even if they makpid 100% halacha, but then they don't have a muna in one area or another. The Rambam says that, and it's pashit, it's not only because, so the argument is it something that it's, you know, is the chiv emuna nakiat from having chalim haba, now have you, and so on. The Rambam here explains that a person who's not a maimon, if you're not a maimon that Torah came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's divine, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and so on and so forth, then he doesn't have, then he's doing Torah mitzvahs, but there's no haracha to it as far as his chashivas goes. I mean, so it's kind of not important, maybe mistaken. Akash Baruch is not always right, the Torah is not always right, Chachom is certainly mostly wrong, and so on and so forth, but I do it because the halachic system mandates it, then basically I have zero in terms of valuing the Torah. So the Torah is really valueless. So that undermines it, it empties the entire Torah that he's doing of having any type of value whatsoever. Okay, so now he's going to go through 13 ikrim that he's going to speak about. Now, this is the marker for 13 ikrim. The animaimas that we have are not really Mekairis, we don't know where it comes from. Maimon the Siddur is built around the Rambam, but in one or two places he seems to differ. I'm not clear who made that and so on. It sort of fits around this, but there are bits and pieces that are a little schwer. But the question now is, what significance is there to having the 13 Ikrim listed as such? That, you know, we know that there are religions where if you keep the basics, this basics, those basics, the other basics, then that's what you need. A belief in Isa Ish plus this, then you're already, you're saved, your soul is saved. But what is the, for us, we certainly believe that Torah is critical, crucial. So what are these in Yanim? So it seems as if a person lacking these Yud Gimel Ikrim, first of all, his belief in the rest of Torah is not a real belief. It puts him in the same ghetto as Epicurus in the sense that he doesn't really, really believe. He knows he's doing mitzvahs, Maisa Toivim, that's very nice of him, but there's no real sense of value to it. It's kind of a practice, but there's nothing there that makes it valuable. Two, there's a din of maybe he doesn't go into, maybe he falls under the category of Meirid Nivulei Malin. That's another possibility. In other words, there's a certain being cut off from Kal Yisrael if he's not a Maimon. That's another possibility why he's important. The way the Rambam learns here, he's basically saying that these are prerequisites for your Torah mitzvahs to be meaningful. That's what he seems to imply. The other issue with the Rambam's 13 Ikrim is, or the way it's called Yesodus over here, how do you define a Yesod? These are important. Yes, there are many other things important. So where'd you come up with 13 beliefs? What's the criteria for having something included as an ikker? There are many other beliefs and good things in the Torah, and yet they don't translate into an ikker. So, and unfortunately, I mean, I'm not unfortunate, but there are sidurim that have, Chassidish Siddur has an ikka that you believe in the Torah of the Arizal and Kabbalah that's emes, and another ikka that Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim are emes, and so on and so forth. I don't know, I mean, ain't a davar seif to what you can believe. I mean, all of Torah and anything that says in the Torah, you have to believe that the Torah is good for you, that the Torah will reward, that Eretz Yisrael is meant for the Jews, that if we do Averis, we'll get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, every pasuk in the Torah, if a person walks around saying he doesn't believe it, is he's not Pekiris. So how do you define 13? Now, there were Shitas that argued, like the Ikrim, most famous, and he said basically that all you need is four. Three, actually. One is belief in a creator. Two, belief in a fact that the creator communicated a clear instructions and directions to the people, to the world, to Klal Yisrael. And without that, I mean, you can believe 100 times as a creator, but tachlis, it doesn't mean anything. So what? Finally, a belief that this charen einish, everything else can find its place in these emunas. That's basically what he tainis on Rambam. He doesn't have tainis be'etzim on the Rambam. It's fine, but lemaisa he doesn't. At the end of the day, there's nothing there that is really more that doesn't fit on the other three. That's you know, it's nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah is all Torah min haShemayim. And Schar Vaynish, you have Mashiach, and you have Schar Vaynish, and you have whatever. It's interesting. The Chassam Sefer, I mentioned Chassam Sefer last time, I couldn't find it. It's in Yerodea, Shin and Vav, the last shuv in Yerodea. And he writes to somebody, the Vikuach, who has 13 Ikrim or 3, like Rabbi Yezhev Albo, said, I can't figure out any nafkimina except just to call it that. And he says that according to Mekubalim, there's no Iker at all. Everything is Torah, and that's that. So he says that, and then he writes something incredibly interesting. The Chassam Sefer writes, "I actually b'shum oifel lahamin she'gulaseinu ech mikra das." I can't believe that Geula is one Iker das. B'shem yipol ayisoy tipol achoy mechalila. And that if you don't believe in that, everything collapses. If we were to believe that our Averis imposed on us never to come back again. Like according to Madiyam, it says, so are we allowed to be Perkel Mach Shemayim or the Shans Kutzah Shal Yud from the Rabbanan Cholila? It says, we're not being over Hashem lechol priyatzis ber mituva. Las is it zonchel chai chofatzdi, v'al kol panim, v'al kol oifen, avdi Hashem anachnu, yasem anik etzoyne v'cheftzi. So he says, there is no, if you're telling me that Ikrim means everything else rests on that, which is the way most people understand Ikrim, and it seems the most logical, it's problematic. So basically, the understanding of Ikrim is as follows, or you say this the way he says it here. The way we understand this are not that they're most important, but they are critical for other mitzvahs to follow. L'mashal, if a person doesn't put on tzitzis, that wouldn't affect his tefillin in any way, and vice versa. Because each one is independent, logically independent. Yud Gimel Ikrim are dependent. In other words, everything on Torah is dependent. If we don't believe in Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah is meaningless. If we don't believe that Ribbono Shel Olam communicated Torah to us, can communicate with people, they can't be Torah. If we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did communicate at Har Sinai, there's no Torah. If we don't believe that Moshe's Nevuah is greater than any other nevuah, then Umas Olam we have dozens of people who can claim nevuah and override it. So all of those are logical beliefs that you must have in place before you can believe in the rest. So that's the common understanding. So the Chassam Sefer seems to have the same idea, and he says, I don't understand how that would explain Geula. Geula is something where, yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu can choose to be Geulas, but Geula is independent of Schar V'Oinish, and Lo Yetzirah, Kadosh Baruch Hu would tell us he'd no longer choose to be Geulas, it wouldn't free us up from mitzvahs. There's nothing about it that we shouldn't be able to follow through our mitzvahs. We have a chiv to do mitzvahs. Geula is a wonderful thing we're looking forward to. But why is our doing mitzvahs contingent on a geula? That's what some Sefer says. At any rate, so the Rambam is the first person to put down Ikrim as Ikrim. Rabbi Nesadya Goyen talks in a sefer, the Emunas V'Deyas. He has 10 Mamorim. They loosely deal with these topics in that oifen. They sort of, you know, he deals with Chesameisim, he deals with Mashiach, he deals with this, that. But it's hard to see. He certainly didn't formulate any sense that there are Ikrim. Prokim are, you know, that the world is Mechudish, Tzivu and Azhara, Mitzvahs, listening to mitzvahs and being married, the geula sida, and so on, the topics are similar topics, and there are similar ideas that come out, but it doesn't formulate it in any way as an ikrim in Yesodis. That is the Rambam's chiddush, and that's why people are a little bit wary of it. And his translation is Yesodis instead of ikrim, but his formulation is the first. The two other svarim that dealt with a similar with this topic is from the Abarbanel. There's something called Rosh Amona, where he deals with Yud Gimel Ikrim, and then there's the Sefer Ikrim of Rav Yosef Albo, who deals with the Ikrim also. Those are the Sfarim that are the most classic Sfarim to deal with the topic as defined as Ikrim. And again, everyone starts with the Rambam and argues or adds or takes away and so on and so forth. Okay, I think it's a good place to hold it because I don't want to get started with that, Alex. So Mitz Hashem, next week Mitz Hashem will start actually with the Ikrim themselves, and go in order. Yeah. Correct. In other words, the Geula for us. He brings a fascinating raya. He says, there's a mandioma famous of Hillel, who says that Ein Mashiach Yisrael, they ate him already. So he said, according to him, did he also hold, you don't have to keep any more mitzvahs? He seemed to deny Mashiach. However you learn it, he seemed to deny that there'll be a Mashiach. Okay. So did he say the natural conclusion, therefore there's no makom for mitzvahs? That's his taina. Very, very powerful taina. Okay. Good. So Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll see weiter. All the best. Bye.